Father, we are grateful today for our Lord Jesus Christ, for the privilege of praying together, asking now, Father, for thy blessing throughout the day, that which remains. Grant that our lives will be blessed of thee, and our spirits will be conscious of thine. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles today, will you open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, which we are studying together at the present moment, noticing with us today what is recorded in the 18th chapter of the book of the Revelation. Now, when we reach the 18th chapter of the book of the Revelation chronologically, we have come to the end of the tribulation period. The things which we are studying at the moment, we have already discovered by way of brief introduction. We are now looking at the details. The tribulation, you will keep in mind, is that period of time marked by the unusual judgment of God which the people on the earth will endure for 7 years. Toward the end of the tribulation period, this that is recorded in chapter 18 will transpire. In the 18th chapter of the book of the Revelation, we find a description of the destruction of the city of Babylon. We will be skipping about in the 18th chapter, but I would like for you to have a complete picture in your minds, so we read the entire chapter today. After these things I saw another angel coming adown from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and become the habitation of demons, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partaker of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquity. Reward her as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself, and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stone, and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thine wood, and all manner of vessels of ivory, and all manner of vessels of most precious wood, and of brass and of iron and marble, cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and the souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of those things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors, and as many as trade by sea, stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Now I repeat, this is a rather long chapter to have read at one sitting, but since we are going to be skipping about in the chapter, I thought it would be good for you to have a full view of what is found here. And then when we make reference to certain verses or certain statements, you will know that we are talking about what is found in this chapter that we have read today. May I say, as we begin the discussion of this chapter, that if you are familiar with the comments on the book of the Revelation, you know that a great many Bible scholars assume that Revelation 17 and 18 are talking about the same thing. From our last study, we know that Revelation 17 is talking about an ecclesiastical system. Bible scholars suggest that chapter 18 is talking about the same thing, giving some additional information. And there are reasons why they think this. There is some similarity in the statements made in Revelation 17 and 18. In order to make a point, I would like to suggest that one or two of these similarities are of interest. I'd like to suggest them to you so that you will see that it's not entirely unreasonable for a person to have the idea that these two chapters are presenting the same subject. You will notice in verse 2, we are told, Babylon the Great is fallen. The suggestion is that this, the 18th chapter, is the second emphasis upon the fall of the Babylonian system that is discussed in chapter 17. Then you will notice the third verse of the 18th chapter. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. If you will glance back at chapter 17 and notice verse 2, you will read words very similar to these, because you will read there, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. It sounds very much alike, does it not? Then if you will glance at chapter 18 once again, notice verse 8, Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. If you will look back at chapter 17, verse 6, you will notice, I saw a woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, and when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and the ten horns. You will notice that the woman was drunk with the blood of the martyrs of the saints of God. In both chapter 18 and chapter 17. And if you will glance farther down in the 16th verse of chapter 18, you will find the Spirit of God saying, "Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls." And in chapter 17, verse 4, we read, "The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication." So you see, there is some definite similarity between the two chapters. But I beg to suggest to you today that these two chapters are not talking about the same thing. I suggest to you that they are talking about a system and a city, and there is a difference between the two. Chapter 17 is talking about the false ecclesiastical system which will eventually dominate the world, as we have tried to keep before you in our studies of the past several days. And chapter 18 is talking about the literal city of Babylon. Someone says, "But you see, I can't hold to that, because I believe that the Bible teaches that the city of Babylon will be completely destroyed." And someone may say, "Are you not familiar with what the Bible has to say about the city of Babylon?" Beloved, I am familiar with what the Bible has to say about the city of Babylon. And I am familiar with the fact that the Bible says the city of Babylon is to be completely destroyed. And that's one of the reasons why that I take the position that I take. But we will have to look at that the next time we meet together, because our time for the present moment is gone.